Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his humble co-host, Crispy. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. This is Brilliant Ideas, one of the bad boys of foodie radio. And I usually have my sidekick here with me on Saturday morning. He will be possibly joining us later, but unfortunately my buddy Crispy has car troubles, and he's working on his car, so he may pop in just to say hello. But if you did listen to our show last night, we had a great guest last night, and Crispy was telling us about all the woes he had of this past week between his car breaking down, wrecking his bike, and losing his job. And we did have a blues singer on last night, and it was a Big Earl and the Crying Shame, and it was an appropriate guest to have with all the blues and all the things that's been going on in Crispy's life. So we hope he comes on later with news about his car being fixed this morning. Last time I checked with him, it was making a funny noise, so it didn't sound so good. But we do welcome you to the show. I'll be winging it here by myself this morning until my sidekick shows up. And speaking of last night's show, I'm going to give away a free coffee mug this morning. If you listen to the show, or if you happen to see our Facebook post about the show last night, there was something we mentioned last night during the show. Crispy got a part-time job yesterday, and he worked somewhere. If anybody can call in, and the first caller who calls in and can tell me where was Crispy working yesterday, what type of establishment, you'll win a free Green Ideas coffee mug. And the number you call into is 714-242-5272. The first caller who calls in with the correct answer to that trivia question from last night. You can also see the answer right on my Facebook page and our radio page if you want to fly over there and look. But tell us where he was working, and we will give you away a free coffee mug. Also want to mention our sponsor, High Roller Spirits. They have been our sponsor now for almost 3 months. We appreciate their support, and we also ask that those people that are listening, please check out High Roller Spirits and their sweet potato vodka. It's a great product, unique, and you should check it out. And here's a little ad for you.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the double gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, do check out highrollerspirits.com or sweetpotatovodka.com. Got a great product, and please check it out. Help support the people that are supporting us. And I was mentioning a little while ago that we had a blues singer on last night. It was a great blues show, and if you're into blues, R&B, soul type of music, and you missed it, you missed a good one, you can always go back and listen to the show, and the replays are always there on, if you go to blogtalkradio.com, and then go to the Grand Ideas section, and you can play back any show that you'd like to hear. I'm going to play a little bit of one of the songs that our guest was on with us last night to give you a taste of what you missed, and if you'd like to hear more, you can check him out and the show. And this is Big Earl and the Crying Shame, and the song we're playing, partially of his song, to give you a little taste of what we did last night. The song is called Picture Perfect. Picture Perfect, and check it out. Listen to the show. It's a great show, and you can find out more about that band and what they're doing, and they've got a new CD coming out, so we appreciate them coming on last night. And I have not received anybody, a phone caller, for the free coffee mug. It's a great coffee mug. You got a picture of me, our mugs on the mug of Crispy and Great Ideas. Anyone who can answer that question, what was the part-time job that Crispy had yesterday? If you can answer that question, you win the free mug. We're going to move forward. If anyone does want to call in anytime during the interview, you're welcome to call in. We're going to move along with our first guest. We have quite a big lineup here today. We've got Peter Battaglia coming on with us. And those guys who may be following Peter on Facebook, they know Peter real well. Peter's going to come on here if everything's working right. I should have Peter on the phone here. Good morning, Peter. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you coming on the Great Ideas Radio Show. How's everything going out your way?
Everything's great today. Thanks so much. Looking very forward to this, and appreciate you having me on.
No problem. We appreciate you coming on. We like to bring on everybody that we come across in the blog talk radio world and in Facebook and Twitter. And I've been following your post for quite a while, and we've been friends for a while on Facebook, and wanted to have you on and talk about you and the food world and how you got involved with food. Since this is a foodie show, I think you're the right man for the job here this morning. But tell us a little bit about Peter and what's going on and how you got involved in the blogs and the food world.
Okay. Well, I guess it started out with just coming from a family, an Italian-American family with grandparents from Italy, living in Staten Island, New York. And food and good food, traditional food, having a lot in front of you and preparing it for other people for them to enjoy has always been one of the most important things in our lives. And I guess my grandparents and parents instilled that in me, and I just ran with it. I happen to love cooking. I love to create new things. I love to use the old ones. I love to teach people about the old ones. And then when blogging came in, I jumped on about 3 years ago with my blog and jumped into Facebook as well, and here I am. So
I understand that you've got the two blogs. You've got the one which I think you publish yourself as your own blog, and then you're a contributing writer to the other one. The one that's yours is it's the blog that's a foodobsession.com?
Correct.
And that one there,
foodobsession.com.
And then the other one you're an actual contributor to, which is globalfoodie.com?
Yes, that's through a friend, Denise Duby, on Facebook. She asked me to be a contributor on that a few years ago. And generally, whenever I post something, it flows into my blog and then over onto that blog as well.
Okay. Now, what is on your foodobsession.com, I mean, it's, and by the way, those that are listening, before I start asking more questions, you can click on the link to both of Peter's blogs are here on our show page. All you have to do is click on the link, and it'll take you straight over to both of his blogs. But when I'm looking at the foodobsession.com, it's like the photographs you've got on there. It's like, do you have a photography background also? Because every time I see the photographs, it's like you want to reach out and eat it.
Oh, thank you. I have no formal training in photography. I have a basic Olympus digital camera. But I've always been interested in good pictures, pictures that when you look at them, they tell a story, and especially with food. If the food picture doesn't pull you into it and make you want to either create it or eat it or give you some sort of a feeling, you know, to me it's not worth publishing. So I'm a real stickler for making sure that the pictures are, you know, appealing, pleasing.
Well, they are.
Eye.
I was going through them last night. I'm like, gee whiz, it was about, oh gosh, it was close to midnight, and I had the munchies after looking at all the photographs and going through your website. It's very well done.
Thank
you. And I guess the purpose for you is with the blog is to, yeah, you seem to have like a little story and background behind each item too. I think it shows very much how much your passion is for the food. And what is your desire when people go to your blog? What do you want them to get from that?
I want them to get a feeling, something that they remember from their own past, something that makes them feel good, or a memory, whether it be a loved one, something that happened in your life, or something you want to learn. And to me, food is not just eating it and, you know, moving on to the next thing, or, you know, eating as much as you can. It's more about tying that in, like each recipe I have and every food picture that I take has a story attached to it. And
right.
Those are the stories I like to tell. That makes it interesting for me. And the book I'm writing right now is also going to be tied into all that. It's just a compilation of more of my stories with a recipe to follow. And
yeah,
that,
I was wondering about that, because I was going to tell you, if you weren't, you should be. It looks like it was going to branch off into a book. When do you plan on publishing the book?
The book should be out midsummer to late summer.
And what's it called?
It's called A Food Obsession, Chasing Langoustines,
okay.
And it's a personal journey, food and travel journey. Food and travel, along with family first, are my biggest passions.
Great.
Traveling is, you know, it's just a tremendous way to see the world, learn new things, and experience things, including the foods and traditions.
Now, will you be selling the book, I assume, on your blog, but also are you, I know it's not out
yet.
Yes,
there will be a website for it also, and all of that is awaiting, you know, getting completed, and it'll be out hopefully within the month, or be the pre-sales, we're just pre-advertising for it.
Great, and everybody who's listening, make sure to stay tuned. I'm sure that Peter will be posting more about that on his blog and also on Facebook about his new book. And are you also going to run it through like the big book book places like Amazon, or are you just kind of playing it by ear right now?
Yes, we're going to start off on the web and then move into the other distribution centers from there.
All right. Now, when people come on our show, occasionally I slide in a quick question that throws them off guard, so I don't want to catch you too off guard, but everybody knows you have a food obsession, and you're big on food, and food is a big part of your life and your family, but is there some things like a talent or something about Peter that people may not know, other things you do? Do you play the banjo, play the spoons, or do something like that?
No banjo or spoon playing. I do play the piano. Pretty much a lot of it's tied up in with my food and travel and photography.
All right. Well, it's funny because when I ask the question, most people that do the type of things that you do as far as their passion for that they're so involved in it 24/7 that they don't have a whole lot of time for extracurricular activities and they're having other things to do. But it's kind of funny because when I ask people that, they're kind of like, oh, I don't know. That's all I do is food.
Well, and in addition to that, it's, you know, enjoying my wife and my two girls.
Great. I actually have a caller calling in, and it's actually coming from the same area code as yours, so I'm making the assumption it's probably someone you know. So I'm going to patch in the caller. Maybe they have a question or they want to say hello. So I'm going to bring them in here. Hold on 1 second. This is Brilliant Ideas Radio. You're calling in live. Who's calling?
My name is Andrew in New Jersey.
Hey, Andrew. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. I am Peter's brother-in-law.
Hey. Welcome to the show.
And he's very, very modest.
It's all the family, right?
Yeah, he's very modest. And one of his abilities, he has a photographic memory.
Okay.
So that's how he's able to relate all my wife's family stories and the background. And he's very acute at history. So, you know, I've been listening in, and he's modest. And so I just wanted to add my 2 cents that if you have a conversation with Peter, he's likely to remember it. So he has a fine eye for detail.
I think Peter's a little nervous about coming. He told me this was his first live interview on a radio show, and I think he was a little nervous about it. And I can tell he's kind of modest about what he has to say. And I'll ask you. So does the food taste as good as it looks on the blog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't pay to say that.
Did you pay him to call in, Peter?
Absolutely.
No,
we're not.
His family's very excited back east that he's on the radio, as well as he can share his natural ability. I mean, he's also given cooking demonstrations to standing room only crowds. So,
wow.
He has a bit of a local reputation back east for Southern Italian cooking, and he has an extensive collection of books. I mean, typically, if you know, he's probably well versed in many countries, what the staple crop in many countries are. So, he is modest. He's a very learned man, and he really knows his stuff.
Well, thank you very much for filling in more, and you can pay him later, Peter.
That I'll do. I'll cook up something.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Dan.
There you go, Peter. So there you go. You ought to hire him as your PR man.
Well, you know, that could be the next step.
I actually have another caller calling in, and I guess if someone wants to ask you a question, they may be calling in for the contest, or they may be wanting to call in and ask you a question. So hang on. We're going to go ahead. We're going to take these calls since they're coming in. Good morning. This is Brilliant Ideas Radio. You're live on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Laura Denktosh. I'm calling from Las Vegas, and I am Peter's publisher and writing coach. And
hey,
how you doing? I just wanted to agree with the last caller that one of Peter's talents is his ability to eat something in a restaurant, and then what he does is he recognizes all the ingredients, and then he goes home and makes it better.
Great. There you go.
Yeah.
How much did he pay you for this phone call?
Oh, no, he didn't. He's probably shocked that I even did this, but when I heard the other caller, I thought, you know what, I should jump in too, because there's a lot about Peter that I was so impressed with when I started working with him on his project, his book project, and I thought, my God, this man is steeped in tradition. And I know that a lot of people don't have that in their lives, and I was almost envious, like, you know, because of all the Italian feast days and everything. There's a reason for everything with the food, and with his family, the way they have, you know, kept hold of all of the recipes and traditions, it's very impressive. And so I'm really excited to be working on the book with him, because I think that people are going to be pleasantly surprised. And it's going to be a really great book and the start of something really big for him, because he's going to be doing more books after this.
Well, that's great. It's, we appreciate you calling in and telling more about the project and saying the kind words for Peter. And hey, Peter, tell us, you got a group of people that are backing you big time.
It sounds that way, and I'm very appreciative.
Thank you, Laura, for calling
in. Thanks, Laura.
All righty, thanks.
And there you go, Peter. That's cool. So, when you said the book was actually going to be coming out?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. When did you say your book would actually become being published and coming out?
We're looking towards a midsummer to end of summer.
Okay. Well, that's great. And what is your future plans? You want to make a series out of it, or have you thought that far ahead?
Yes, we have. Hopefully, this will branch out into a series of books, you know, using the Food Obsession as the lead title, and then different topics or ideas after that.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I announce people are coming on the show, and I send out little promos on Facebook and on Twitter, and just to let them know in advance who's going to be a show, I had so many nice messages that came in from people just saying how much they love your product, your blog, and what a nice person you are, and it's just nice to have someone on here that's, everybody just seems to pretty much honor you and what you do, and it shows in your work, and I just want to tell you, we appreciate you coming on our show and sharing what you're working on, and yeah, it's our privilege to have you on the show.
Well, same here, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I know we sometimes on this show get crazy and make people feel uncomfortable, but hopefully you haven't felt uncomfortable on the show. But we
absolutely
do
not.
Any big other plans coming up, like a video series or something like that in the future? Now that you got radio out of the way, now you can probably just take a next step and go TV and videos.
Well, could be. You know, I don't work in this industry. This is my hobby/future plan type thing.
Okay.
You know, but I have a different job during the day, so it's kind of tough to put together all those things that I want to get done, but certainly and absolutely I want to get into doing more video, whether it be through YouTube or whatever, and put things like that out there. So that also is part of the long-term plan. The short-term is to keep the blog going and to get the book completed and out there. Then once that's done, you know, hopefully we move on to some of the other potential projects that we have that we're looking at.
Well, we wish you the much success, and I want you to keep us posted if your book is published, and we'll keep people informed here through the radio. And as things move on, if you will come on later and talk about it. Are you planning on going on a book tour, do you think, or do you know at this point?
We haven't gotten that far yet. We have some local things that we're thinking of doing, but as far as a book tour away from here, you know, haven't said no to it, but we haven't gotten that far yet. Like I said, we want to get the book completed out.
All right.
And then we go from there.
Well, we keep us posted. We appreciate you taking time to come on the show with us today. And everybody who's listening, make sure that you go to Peter's actually, there's two blogs. It's blog.afoodobsession.com, or you also can see where he's a contributing writer for globalfoodie.com. You can also click on those links on our show here as you're looking at it on your laptop or on the computer. But come back again, Peter. Keep us posted, and we wish you the best of luck.
I definitely will. I appreciate the invite and appreciate you putting me on today. It was great.
Thank you. You take care.
Take care now. Have a
great day. And there you go. That was Peter Battaglia. Make sure you check out his website and also check out his new book when it comes out. Sounds like this summer. We're going to be going to take a short break, and coming on next will be our next guest. And if you're following along here on the computer, it's easy to see who's coming on next. It's Sonia Hunt. And Sonia Hunt's going to be talking about food allergies. And she's got a lot of experience with it. From what I understand, if I read it correctly, there is 31 allergies, or she has 31 allergies of food, and that's how she got involved in it. But we'll be talking to Sonia here in about 5 or 10 minutes. So stay tuned, and we appreciate you joining Grillion Ideas Radio, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise.
and welcome back to the Grillion Ideas radio show. This is Grillion Ideas, one of the bad boys of Foodie Radio, and I don't have my sidekick this morning, as we mentioned earlier, and we expect him to show up any time, but he's having car problems, so you guys, you're stuck with me today. By the way, that song I just played is from the by the Coyote Kings, Little Something Something. That was one of our guests we had one Friday night. A few weeks back, we do a Friday night show called Grills Gone Wild, where we bring on different talents in the singing world and give them about 45 minutes to play some of their music and go back and listen to some of the talent we've had. It's been good shows on Friday night and introduce you to bands you may have never heard of with some really cool music. We do appreciate Peter Francis Battaglia being on our show in the first segment. And also want to mention, don't forget, there's a contest this morning that if you listen to our show or you saw our Facebook page, I'm trying to give away a free coffee mug. If you know what part-time job that Crispy had yesterday, since he's unemployed now, tell me what part-time job he had yesterday, where he was working, and you can win a free coffee mug, the first person to call in with the correct answer. And by the way, speaking of my buddy Crispy, check out his website, ChristopherTrimble.com. If you're looking for ads for your websites or you're looking for a commercial for radio, he does voiceover work and can help you out in developing any kind of commercials or website intros, and he can help you out in looking for the money, so I think you can make a good deal with him right now. I'd like to move on to our next guest. For those of you who are following us on Facebook, our next guest is Sonia Hunt. Sonia is a Facebook friend of mine, has been for quite a while, and she's coming on this morning to talk to us about food allergies. And if everything's working right here this morning, I should have Sonia on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Welcome to the show, and thank you for joining Grillion Ideas Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for not making it 6 a.m. Although I am awake at 6 a.m. because my dog is late. But,
Well, you know, when we have the night show the night before, it would be tough for me to do a 6 a.m. show anyway. It's tough enough to start at 8:30, much less 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So I want to welcome to our show, and I've been reading a little bit about what you're up to, and it sounds like you're kind of a busy lady with all the different things you're involved in, but I wanted you to come on the show today and tell us a little bit about Sonia Hunt and how you got involved with the things you're working on, especially the food allergy and issue, and tell people about food allergies and what you're doing and how you're going around talking about that. And I'm just amazed. Do I read this correctly? You have 31 different food allergies?
I do.
Wow.
It's like Baskin Robbins, you know. Flavor. I'm like, you know, you name it. It's like, can I have that one? No. Can I have that one? No.
Wow.
Yeah. It's but you know, it's all good, and it doesn't prohibit me from living my life or doing anything that I want to. So I think it's just all in your attitude.
Like, what kind of allergies? I mean, I know you don't have to list all 31 flavors here, but, like, what type of allergies do you have?
Well, I mean, you know, so I've actually had food allergies since I was really, really young. And unfortunately, as I got older, I just got more. I think, you know, my body has, like, just been, you know, went from, like, you know, being really young to adolescence, and hormones are changing or whatnot, and rather than going away, I seem to be getting more. But it started off with, you know, the peanut allergy that you hear about a lot,
right?
That many people have. But basically, I can't, not only can I not have peanuts, I can't have any tree nut at all. So, you know, things like cashews and walnuts and Brazil nuts and, you know, all the stuff that's, like, good for you. I'm a runner, so, you know, nuts are kind of like a healthy thing for you to have, especially when you're training. And, you know, that entire category is out for me.
Wow.
But then there's some, you know, what I call, like, all the wacky stuff. Like I'm allergic to avocados. And that one was really weird. Yeah, and it's the only one on my list that when people look at it, they're just like, oh, God, poor you.
So no guacamole for you, huh?
No guacamole for me. Avocado is actually a topical allergy, so I've never eaten guacamole in my life.
Huh.
I've no idea what it tastes like.
Wow.
Yeah.
They find this out through, I guess, through blood tests? Is that how they found out? If you've never eaten it, how would you know?
Well, typically you eat it and you almost die.
Right.
So that's kind of how you find out, and you're like, you know, oh, crap, we're off to the ER. And then, you know, the series of, you know, skin testing and blood testing kind of go on. And throughout your life, it's always good to, you know, once a year or once every 2 years, you know, get that stuff done to see if is anything kind of falling off the list. Is there anything new you should be concerned about? So needless to say, like, you know, in addition to my mom and dad on my speed dial, like, my allergist is right at the top of the list. He's like my buddy. Yeah. So if I need anything, you know, if I'm like, I need a ride to the mall, so, you know, he'll come and get me.
I kind of picture you like having one of those medallion things around your neck. What is it? I've fallen and can't get up. Right? The medical alert that you have to carry around with you.
You know, I mean, I don't. I'm kind of a minimalist in sense with the jewelry, except for I have a thing for earrings, which I'm sure you've seen on Facebook. I post a lot of like long earrings that I like, but no, you know, I don't. Just, you know, but I don't I don't wear a medical bracelet or anything like that. I have to carry an allergy card, which, you know, is my biggest thing that I push out there through my brand. So my, you know, my lifestyle brand is actually, it's a healthy living lifestyle brand is what I call
okay.
it, right? And so on my website, which is just at soniahunt.com. You know, there's videos on there for a show that we shot. I write blogs, and through social media I do recipes and articles and things like that. And to me, you know, I don't want anyone calling me, like, the allergy girl, anything like that. I mean,
right.
At different ages of your life, it's difficult for children or young adults or adults to deal with the fact that, like, food could actually kill you, right? So,
right.
So you know, that label is not what you want. You don't want to be the kid who's sitting at the pink table, which is like
right.
pink means you can't eat peanuts, and everyone else is sitting somewhere else, you know? So I'm, you know, through my brand, my whole thing is about making it cool to be yourself, to be open about your allergies. I can't tell you how many chefs around the country are incredible with my list, you know, and have kind of made safe zones for me, whether they're there or not. So I kind of push this message and tell people, like, you know, here's where I eat, here's what I thought, how they did, and so forth, or here's recipes that are all about healthy living. And so having, you know, allergies, like, since the age of 4, I've been cooking since that young age. And
okay.
it really makes you understand every single ingredient that's in, you know, that goes into your body and like on your body, right?
Right.
Topical allergies. And so, you know, for me, my entire life, I've led a very kind of organic and green and don't put a lot of crap, you know, in my body, processed food and all that kind of stuff. You know, of course, I enjoy the occasional mac and cheese, but,
right.
You know, I'm going to make sure that it's healthier because, you know, I like to be fit and, you know, and I'm very athletic and I race whenever I can. And so it's all about, you know, your philosophy, and I call it, you know, training your brain. If you train your brain to live your life this way, then, you know, I mean, I don't diet. I've never dieted in my life.
Right.
And I kind of really don't believe in it. I just believe in moderation, healthy eating. And whatever I can't eat, I absolutely will recreate in my own kitchen.
Well, you know, you mentioned about you didn't want to be the allergy girl and didn't want to be sitting at the pink table. Well, don't feel so bad. I was the bad boy who sat at the bad boy table all my life. So.
I don't even want to know what you did.
Well, and most of the time at that table, it was facing a corner, but we won't even go there. So, by the way, you mentioned your website, and I'll mention again on our site here, there's a link to your website, which is soniahunt.com. That's S-O-N-I-A, Hunt, H-U-N-T.com. And when people go to that website, they can get different recipes related to different allergies, I assume. Is that correct?
You know, it's, well, so you can, you know, you can kind of read the blogs that I write. You can watch the videos that are on there, you know, which have recipes even within them. The recipes that I put together are kind of like healthy, you know, organic. If I'm making something that happens to have an ingredient that I'm allergic to, I'll actually put in there, like, if you have an allergy for this, you can substitute with this. Between that and social media, you know, for me, it's just really about having a good time, not letting this limit you, you know, kind of taking that power back in you. And you know, I've traveled around the world since, you know, my family was in diapers. And that means I eat all over the world, street food, whatever. And, you know, that's what I love. I love spicy food.
Well, that's what I was kind of wondering. When you go traveling, you go to different restaurants and things, is it difficult to get things? Do you have to, I guess you really have to be careful with the ingredients and have to ask the chefs exactly what's in the food?
Yeah, you do. You know, and like I was saying, you know, it's all in your attitude, right? I mean, nobody
right.
wants you to come into their restaurant and then, like, you know, keel over and it's a big mess. Nobody, I mean... Trust me, nobody wants that, and I don't want that either, you know, especially if I'm wearing a pretty dress. So, you know, so, I mean, nobody wants that, and the main thing is that communication. So my allergy card is always, like, the first focal point of communication where, what you know, the server is always the first person that's coming to, right? So it opens up that conversation about, look, these are my restrictions. And it doesn't have to be allergies, right? It could be you're diabetic and you have dietary restrictions. It could be, like, you hate cilantro, you know. I can't imagine
right.
anyone who hates cilantro because I love it. But and maybe those people I don't want to know. But, you know, I mean, it could completely be anything. So when you open up that conversation and you actually list it, like, on a card, it's a whole different world because someone can physically see it and understand it, right? And then
right.
they're taking it back to the 20 people who are probably touching your dish. And
right.
and what I find in restaurants is the best way to go is, you know, to basically, like, have one person who's like, all right, I'm going to make this person's dish. And it's usually the chef. And a lot of times the chef will even come out and say, all right, I got it. So here's what I suggest for you. Or did you feel like anything in particular? And we're kind of working, you know, together. And, I mean, I spend a ton of time in restaurants where I'm actually helping them understand, you know, like what's the difference between corn and polenta sometimes. I'm just like, you know, polenta and corn. And
right.
We're talking about the same thing here. So, you know, it comes back to the person to be really knowledgeable about, you know, your own body and your restrictions and what stuff you can have and cannot have. And I think that it's then in that attitude of, like, we're all here to really help each other and have a wonderful experience. And so that's, you know, that's kind of the message that, you know, I try to push out there just, you know, through my brand. And,
Talk about your brand for a second. And by the way, I can understand completely now. I'm actually getting more appreciation for this. I'd hate to have a restaurant serve somebody some food and then they start breaking out in hives and flopping around on the floor. So I guess it's best to everybody needs to pay attention to these things. And your brand itself, now that's Stay Safe, Live Healthy, and Eat Well.
Yeah, that's kind of the my motto that I push out. And you know, it's really all about when you're eating outside of your home. Because when you're in your own house, you can control whatever you're buying or you're making, right? When you're
right.
outside of your house, I mean, this doesn't just happen for, you know, dietary restrictions aren't just for restaurants. It's for when you're at your friend's house. I mean, I have a very, very close group of friends who all have my allergy list, you know, and they're probably like, oh, crap, is she coming to dinner? What are we going to
yeah. make hey, tonight? Sonia's coming over. Get rid of all the trail mix.
You know. Oh, my God. Well, I mean, like, my own family, you know, we a couple years ago, we do a family vacation every year, and a couple years ago, I was in this, like, am I going, because of work. And then at the last minute, I decided, all right, I'm going. And I got there a day late and really early in the morning. And when I showed up, you know, at the house, and we were in, like, the St. Barth area, there was, like, you know, just, like, cans of, like, nuts. And I was like, oh, my God, you guys are, like, eating all of this before I get here. It was hilarious. They were, like, trying to get in their last, you know, peanuts and cashews.
Yeah, everybody's having guacamole and dip before you get there.
I know. And, then, I mean, you know, the thing is, they can all eat it. It's fine. They just, I mean, if they want to kiss me, then that's a whole different story. So, so I mean, it kind of happens, you know, when you're eating at your friend's house. Or at a restaurant, really. And you know, it's if you share that information, what I find is a lot of times people get a little overwhelmed because they're just like, oh my God, we have no idea what to make. And that's kind of where then, you know, my cooking side comes in to say, well, you know, if you're making like a nut encrusted fish, okay, well, let's just make one piece in a separate pan that's not encrusted in nuts or something, you know, or if you're making something with an ingredient that I can't have, well, you know, you can actually put this in it and substitute it. And so so when I cook, it's all about using, you know, spices that are, like, good for you health-wise.
Right.
You know, fresh herbs, lean meats, vegetables. Like, that's how I've always cooked. And that really leads to a very, like, fit lifestyle, and it also kind of keeps me out of trouble when it comes to my restrictions.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So now tell me, what is a digital media technologist?
Oh, so I kind of have, you know, nine lives in a sense. So I actually, my real job is actually in digital media technology. I've been working, that's been my career. So what that means is, my expertise is in product strategy and product management, and I've been working in Silicon Valley in startups and large corporations building global brands. And this world of my lifestyle brand, you know, so if you can imagine, I've had clients all my life, and I'm building, you know, their digital business. So meaning, you know, when the internet was coming up and everybody had to create their very first .com or e-commerce website and so forth, you know, I was part of the team that determined the strategy and actually built those sites and then went off and marketed them. And, you know, I have expertise in building mobile applications and social media. So I do that. That's kind of what I do. And what I decided to do is take my own skill set and kind of productize myself. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So that's
in other words,
what I did.
Practice what you preach and use what you've learned
for
yourself. Right.
No, and it's such a cool background to have because I have been working in it a long time and I have been doing it for global brands. So, you know, I know and I'm actually an engineer by degree, so you know, I coded, you know, the beginning of my career and actually built these sites and built the mobile apps and built, you know, the marketing strategies. So then to be able to do that for yourself, it's really totally fun. You know, and so I had a team of people that under my vision, you know, went and created, you know, the website, a technical team and a creative team and, you know, photographers who took, you know, crazy pictures with a red pepper next to your face and stuff like that.
Now, do you have a book or are you publishing a book about this?
You know, the book is interesting. It's been a subject of talk. I'm not in the works right now to actually put something out, but I am in the middle of a mobile app. And I hope, you know, that sometime this summer or middle or end of the summer that app will be launched and then maybe I can talk more about it.
All right.
So that's that. In July of this year, I'm actually the culinary talent on a Holland America cruise line to Alaska. So,
wow.
So I will be doing my healthy living seminar and cooking demo. So if anybody feels like coming to Alaska, it's July 22nd to 29th. And it'll be really great. And you know, so my seminars and cooking demonstrations are all about is, you know, how do you use these global ethnic spices and ingredients that actually have, you know, purposes that are medicinal, right, to kind of keep you healthy? How do you use
right.
that in food so that you can actually also, like, you know, help your dietary restrictions? So like I was saying, I love spicy food, and, you know, there's certain spices that I keep in the house and certain herbs that I keep in the house, and I just cook with those all the time, whatever kind of fare, whether it's Italian or Indian or Thai or something. And they're all natural, you know, and they're allergy free for my particular diet.
Now,
so,
do you have these demonstrations on any kind of video series or on YouTube?
You know, I don't. I'm gonna assume that they're taping the stuff because somebody just asked me about that 2 days ago. So. You know, I actually have a to-do to find out if I can grab, you know, one of those tapes. But on my website, on our video page, there is a concept for a show called Stirring It Up. And there's actually a couple videos in there where I'm cooking. But that show, you know, is kind of, you know, I'm just a huge fan of the food scene, and especially people who are a little bit more, like, under the radar doing really cool stuff. You know, the spicier the better. So we shot a series of videos locally in the Bay Area with people who were kind of making these global cuisines, like kind of difficult dishes, but showed you how to really make them quickly and easily. And the allergy thing was completely taken into consideration for all of the, you know, for the dishes that we made. So there's some really cool people that we shot with, some really cool chefs. So people can kind of watch those videos, but... yeah, but right now I'll just say that there's some idea around starting to put up some new videos on my site, so I'll keep you up to date. Yeah.
Well, you sound like you're a busy lady, and you actually sound like you're having fun with what you're doing, which is always a plus that you like what you're doing. I always ask people when they're on the show what other things they do for fun. Do you have any secret talents, like, do you sing or dance or do anything for fun other than what you're doing in the food world?
I used to sing in a band here in the Bay Area. We actually played at a bunch of bars. At the time I was taking guitar lessons and failing miserably at the guitar lessons because I couldn't figure out how to play and sing at the same time. Like, those parts of my brain just weren't working together. And so my teacher suggested that maybe you should put one down and try the other. So I said, okay, I mean, I have no idea if I can sing or not. I mean, even today I have no idea. But, there's a great school here in the Bay Area called Blue Bear Music. My teacher was Johnny Nitro, who had passed away about, I'm going to say, a year ago, and he was just the greatest. And we kind of, in that school, formed, you know, we had like a drummer, a couple bass, guitars, and I sang, and then we did really well. And we opened for Johnny Nitro and his band at the Saloon many nights. We played at, you know, Tongue and Groove and Red Devil Lounge. I mean, it was so much. I had no clue that would even happen.
Wow. See, if I had known that, you could have sent me an MP3 file. We could have played your music. What you're going to have to do is come on one of our Friday night shows. The grill's gone wild, and that's when we have bands and play music. So now we got another guest for Friday night.
Oh, my God. Only if I can actually wear my grill, I shall come.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So you say wear your grill. I said that's the perfect uniform for our show. Exactly. What is wearing your grill?
Like grills on your teeth.
Oh,
like, you know, like
there you
flappers,
go. Gotcha.
Although mine's made of tin foil, but still, you know, it produces the same output when you have, like, silver grills.
There you go.
See,
No, I was gonna say I'm running up against the next guest here, and I just want to tell you thank you for coming on our show, and wish
you so
the best for what you're working on. You made me tired just listening to all the projects you have going on, and good luck with your cruise line deal going to Alaska, and keep us posted with what's going on, and as you develop more products, we'd like to have you on later, and then also you can come on and sing too the next time.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This is great.
Oh, thank you. And everybody who's listening, make sure you check out her website. The link is right here on our show here at SoniaHunt.com. And thanks again for stopping by.
Take care.
Take care. And there you go. We thank you. Bye-bye. We thank you for coming on. And there, we're going to our next guest here shortly. I'm going to take a brief break. And everybody hang tight. We've got Guy Nix. And Guy Nix is a country music guy. He's into barbecue and all around really nice guy, no pun intended. And we're going to take a short break here. I'm going to play another one of the songs from the band we had on last night called Big Earl and the Crying Shame. It's their song, You Don't Know My Mind. And we'll be back in about 3 minutes and we'll be talking to Guy Nix. Sure you check out her website about food allergies, and if you ever have her over, make sure you don't serve peanuts. And we got our next guest coming on, and this guy, his name is Guy. He's a big-time barbecuer and in the barbecue restaurant business and also a country music singer. And if everything's working right, if I push the buttons here we go. I think I should have Guy Nix on the phone here with us. Good morning, Guy. Or actually, good afternoon where you are.
Yeah, it is almost noon here.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming on, and we wanted to have you on because you're one interesting guy. It seems like you've been doing all sorts of things during your life, and I was checking things out on Facebook and wanted to have you on because it just you go from country music to barbecue to everything in between. How's everything going out there in Nashville, and tell us all about how Guy Nix got into the singing business and into barbecue.
Well, I was kind of born into the singing thing. My dad was King of Nix. He was a singer, and he had a band when I was growing up. And his dad, my papa, was a songwriter, singer. And so I was kind of born into that and kind of grew up in and out of honky-tonks stuff in southern New Mexico where I was born. And ended up, as a teenager, I was playing with cooking meat and stuff back then. And I didn't really start singing professionally until I was probably almost 30. But and I did that out a lot of that out in Southern Oregon, and then I opened a barbecue place out there, and called Porky's Pride, and spent 5 or 6 years out there, and played all the clubs and stuff around there, and we even played for George Bush back when he was in 2004 when he was him and 22,000 his closest friends I guess there.
Oh wow!
So yeah, it was kind of a fun experience.
Now the Porky it was called Porky's Pit Barbecue, is that right?
Porky's Pride.
Porky's Pride, and it was Pit Barbecue.
Yeah.
That was in Albuquerque.
Yeah, well I've had him in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I've had him in. I kind of just take what I do wherever I go end up. So I've done it in Las Cruces. I've done it in Medford, Oregon, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then, you know, when the economy kind of got tough there in Albuquerque and, when the 2008 kind of started heading downhill, but by 2010, it was, things were getting kind of slow, and I had two restaurants there, and both of them were doing kind of good for a while until the economy got going real bad. So I decided, well, if I'm going to be broke, I'm going to be broke out in Nashville and at least try to do some songwriting and hang out with some of my friends out here. And I kind of swore I'd never get back into restaurant business just because it's a lot of work. And it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. But we ended up out here in a place called the James Gang Company, and it's a saloon and smokehouse. It's in a building that was built in 1874, and it's where Jesse James and his gang used to hang out.
So you're actually now it's a barbecue restaurant, and also you have talent there that comes in and sings up
yeah.
the restaurant.
Yeah, and that's what's really cool about this little venue is that it's just about 10 minutes north of Nashville, and it's it was the only reason it appealed to me is that it's got kind of old-time saloon feel because it is one, and we've got probably the smallest stage in Nashville. It's not very big, but we have some really big-time writers and artists come out here. We had Ray Scott out here last Saturday night, and this Thursday we'll have Gary Hannon who's written Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off and Back When I Knew It All, and some pretty good hit writers we have out here.
Yeah, I should mention the website, too. Those that are listening, it's www.jamesgangcompany.com. And there you're involved in actually the barbecue cooking, your head bottle washer and sound man and host there?
Yeah, I wear a lot of hats here just because it's a small business. But I fire up the smoker and cook, and then I got to come in and fire up the soundboard, and then I got to do the sound check for all the guys. And then I spend a lot of time in the kitchen, making the sandwiches and all that stuff for people too. So,
Well, I want to actually play your song that you sent to me, since you are a country music singer, and play that so everybody can hear some of your music, and we can come back and talk about what your future plans are and take it from there. And the song you sent to me is called Fool Around.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play that.
It's basically my life story, yeah.
All right, we're going to play your life story, Fool Around, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
All right.
There ain't many lines I haven't crossed, and I broke most every rule. But there ain't much that I would change, I guess that makes me a fool. And they say that life's a gamble, and I guess I placed my bet. And if Lady Luck's still out there, well, she sure ain't found me yet. Yeah, I got me a wild side, an itch that I can't scratch. If you're thinking that you want to try, girl, we might just be a match. So if you ever want a fool around, well, there ain't no bigger fool in town. And no, I may not be your Mr. Right, but we could have ourselves some fun tonight. Hell, I might even try to settle down if you ever want to fool around. Well, I've always been a wild one. Some people think it's cool. You might be surprised to find how many women like a fool. And I sure got your attention that night there at the bar. But it looks like all my crazy ways only take me so damn far. Lately I've been thinking there might be more to life than this. If you're offering another chance, well, that's something I won't miss. If you ever want to fool around, well, I'm still the biggest fool in town. I may never be your Mr. Right, but we could treat ourselves to one more night. Hell, I might try again to settle down if you ever want to fool around.
Guy Nix, Fool Around. Great, great song, Guy. Did you write that?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I wrote that, yeah.
That's really cool. Now, you at one time, I guess, you were working on your music career, and did you actually have some CDs that you came out with early on?
No, I never did. I was, I always, as I go older, I decided I wasn't really going to try to be like an artist so much as just to try to do some songwriting and get other people to cut my songs. And then I would get into the restaurant business, and I'd get all into that, and so I would kind of lose my focus on the music thing for a while, and just about playing in clubs, we didn't do any but mostly covers and a couple of originals, but now I think I really am focusing more on just my writing and networking and stuff with people out here and trying to get a song cut. And
that's a good one right there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I've got some other ones, but it costs money to record those things. So
yeah.
So we just got to do that a little bit at a time.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I've had people ask me that because we have people come on that are artists and they cut their own CDs and they send me the MP3 files and things. How expensive does it? What's it cost to actually take a song like that and take it from the writing stage to actual recording and doing it in an MP3 file?
Well, I mean, the studios out here, I mean, you know, a lot of them, they charge by the hour, and then there's, and depends on, you know, the mastering and all that kind of stuff and the engineer time. But you typically can get a song done like that when they're for, any, you know, some people pay anywhere from $500 a song to $2,500 a song and up. You know, it's just,
okay.
Depending on the, who's playing on it, and you know, there's a lot of variables involved there, but you can generally get a good demo like that for, you know, $500 or $600 on the bottom end.
So you actually go into a studio and they actually will have the band there for you, and you're paying the band and et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And out here, the talent out here is just so amazing. You know, I walked in to the studio that day, and it was a friend of mine's studio, and he had already had a session there earlier that day, and so I just kind of got in on the end of another session, and so my friend Wade Burleson was in there that day cutting some stuff, and so I kind of got in on the back end of that session, and I just started playing that song about halfway through, and by the time I got halfway through, they already had it charted out, and five minutes later, I was singing it and they were playing it. It's just the talent. I mean, and that's just how it came out, just like that. I mean, that's just how good these guys are.
Now, have you been playing that on any local stations or anything there in Nashville?
No, I haven't really tried to, because I've been mainly just pitching it to publishing companies and artists and stuff like that to try to get somebody to cut it. I, like I said, as far as it's being a business, I stand to make more money if somebody that's selling, you know, hundreds of thousands of records,
cuts
that song instead of me, you know, putting up 5,000 CDs and trying to sell them myself, you know.
Well, that's something I've always wondered, because I did a little bit of writing. I called it songwriting. It's more like poetry. But I always wondered, if you cut a song and came out with something, and then someone, a big name person who cuts a lot of music, what does a writer end up making on a song? I mean, it's based on, I guess, royalties and percentages based on
royalties and there's mechanical royalties, and then there's airplay royalties, and you know, a lot of the royalty thing on airplay is done on a skewed scale. So you know, a lot of times somebody's song might be get played, but the a lot of the bigger publishing houses don't. They pay like the top certain percentage of those people.
Right.
But the money would come from CD sales, and you know, as far as a writer, it depends on the percentage of the publishing you retain as a writer, and what, you know, and if there's a co-writer involved and so forth. I mean, in my case, like there's no co-writer on that song at this point. But you know, if somebody wants to cut the song, they may want to change a line or two to help it fit them better, and then they become a co-writer, and then we negotiate the publishing from there, and it gets pretty complicated, actually. It's almost too complicated, but it should be about music. But
well, we've had people on that are really, I mean, some excellent music that's been passed along to us over the last few months, and people that come on our Friday night show. I mean, really, people that, when you hear their music, they should be filling up Coliseums. I mean, they're that good,
right?
You know, I've always said, it ain't what you know, it ain't who you know, it's who knows you, and that's the key thing. And a lot of them have the agents too. The agents is the key thing, I guess, because, well, there's good ones and there's bad ones, but we've had some people on it just like, man, why aren't they like cutting the big records and, you know, filling up the convention halls? But anyway, it's kind of a weird business.
This town is so filled with talent that unfortunately many people would never get a chance to hear, and I've heard that about it, and I'd never even been here before. I moved out here. We just moved out here, kind of blind into it, and I love it out here. But you know, I'd walk into places and there's artists out here that are so talented that they you said, they'd fill up the Coliseum, give them a chance, you know. But it's a really tough business.
So what's the future outlook? I know you're slinging hash now to kind of get the career going again on the singing. What's the future plans, or are you just kind of flying by the seat of your pants and see what happens?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I guess my wife runs me more than I run my wife sometimes. It's just because I get involved in so many things. Like, we're doing the restaurant here, and that's a time-consuming thing. And then just booking the talent in here, And we have an opportunity to see and meet a lot of new people, young people, old people that come in and sing and just blow your socks off. And it's a great, it's like a, right now I just kind of take it like day by day like that, because it's a, I get to go to work and be a part of something, doing things I like to do, I cook barbecue,
right,
and be around the music business a little bit. But I've got several songs that I've written just since being out here that I still have to get demoed, because some of my older stuff, when I got here, I realized I wasn't really a songwriter, and not that I am now, but I'm trying to be a better one, so.
I found some of your earlier songs on, I think it was Reverb Nation.
Probably on MySpace is where you heard some,
yes,
of them. Those were cover songs, actually.
Yes.
Those are ones that I didn't write, but.
Well, we do appreciate you taking time to be on our show this morning, and we wish you the best of luck out there in Nashville and making the barbecue and playing there at the James Gang group there and keeping everybody straight. And if you cut some more songs and want to come on later to play some more of your music on our little radio show, you're welcome to always come on.
That's great. I sure appreciate it. And I may even hook you up with some of my friends that are out here that need to that get full CDs with the stuff that you'd enjoy hearing too. So
that would actually be great, because on Friday nights we kind of cut it loose on Friday nights on our Grills Gone Wild show and bring in artists that people have never heard, and we're always looking for talent. That's the difficult part, is getting the word out about our little show. But yeah, if you know anyone, please send them our way.
Absolutely, we'll put you in touch with them, and I'm always on Facebook too, so you can always get a hold of me there. But I'll definitely send some people your way.
All right. Well, appreciate it. You take care and keep us posted.
All right, will do. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And that was Guy Nix. And check out Guy Nix. And if you go to that website where he is basically, he does a little bit of everything there, the jamesgangcompany.com. Check it out. And hopefully we can have him on later on when he cuts some more music, and have him on one of our Friday night shows. And great guy, and it's interesting to learn about how the music business works out in Nashville. We're going to take a short break here and come back, and I'll fill you in on some of our upcoming shows in May, and also talk about some other things we've got planned with our YouTube, et cetera. So stay tuned. I'm going to play a little bit. Since we were talking about barbecue, I'm going to play a little bit of barbecue music. And everybody stay tuned. We'll be back here shortly.
Barbecue joint, wherever you go, I'll do the best. tape to fit the back door. More paper towels just to clean up the floor. Want all the neighbors to tie up the dogs.
Welcome back to the Grillion Ideas radio show. We've had a big show today. We thank everybody for joining us. We appreciate everybody's support every Saturday morning with this foodie show, and we want to make sure to invite you back every Saturday morning when we have people that are in the food business talking about their wares and what they're up to. And we've got the upcoming weeks, we've got quite a few different people coming on. We've got Angela Garcia coming on next week. She's going to be talking about, she's got her own line of wine up in Northern California. And we've got Giada Valenti. She's a singer that I think everybody will enjoy. And then on May 26th, we have Carrie Ingalls. And those who may know Carrie on Facebook, she posts a blog and stays pretty busy between her blog, Twitter, and Facebook, because she's a definite foodie, and she's coming on to talk about some of the things she's working on. We've, of course, got our Infusion crew, Scott and Deanne, coming on and on the 26th, and more singers and songwriters, and it's just, we got things all the way through to the middle of June. We appreciate all the people who support both listening and being on the show. The show is getting bigger every month, and thank you for tuning in to it. Also want to let everybody know that we are starting our YouTube site, the Grillion Ideas Radio YouTube, and we're going to be posting on that YouTube some excerpts from past shows, and we might even have some crazy videos of Crispy, me, and other folks doing crazy things. So we just started that a couple weeks ago, working out all the kinks. But not only do you get to hear us, you get to see our crazy faces. And don't forget, too, if you have not liked our Facebook page, the Green Ideas Radio page, go and like it. Because when we hit 1,000 likes, my good buddy Crispy is going to be dressing up in a tutu, and we'll be posting that on YouTube. I think he's going to be wearing cowboy hat and cowboy boots and a tutu, but we have to hit that 1,000 magic number first, but we're getting closer. I think the last time I checked, we're about 620. So it won't be long before he has to be cracking up the tutu. We also like to thank our sponsor, High Roller Spirits. And go to their website, highrollerspirits.com, and also the same website. It'll take you to the same website, which is sweetpotatovodka.com. And it's a unique tasting vodka that's made with California sweet potatoes. So if you haven't checked it out, please do. And we also have two new sponsors coming on at the end of May and June, which is Albuquerque Seasonings is one of our new sponsors, and Don Pablo Cigars, which is one of our guests a couple weeks ago. They'll be coming on as a sponsor. We appreciate everybody's support there. And I guess from the looks of things, my good buddy Crispy must be still working on his car, because he didn't show up today. But we will have him here next Friday night and next Saturday if he can make it. But everybody, thanks again for all your support. And if you ever have any questions or if you want to be on the show, contact me at Grillion Ideas or at earthlink.net by email, or you can contact us through Facebook at the Grillion Ideas Facebook page or the Grillion Ideas radio page. So thank you very much. Everyone have a nice week ahead. We'll see you next Friday, and I want to sign off, and everybody take care.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.